It is the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat, and this morning we are reviewing The Scribes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very interesting pick. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's always fascinating learning about the Quran. One can never get tired of it, Mawlana. And one interesting angle is the historical perspective of the preservation of the Quran.
Yes, Mawlana, very true. We as Muslims are very, very fortunate in the sense that when we pick up the Quran, we are very sure that what we have in front of us is in fact the unadulterated word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been preserved in so many different ways through the centuries. And this book is exactly about that. Like you say, it is another book that deals with the Quran and the Quranic sciences.
Mm-hmm. Now, some refer to Jam'ul Quran as the collection of the Quran. Is this a correct translation?
Mawlana, broadly speaking, this would be a book. The book's title is The Scribes of the Prophet, Kitabun Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the author is Muhammad Mustafa Al-Azmi. It is translated by Anas Al-Azmi. And the editing has been done by Aqil Azmi and Maryam Conlon, and published by Turas Publishing. The book comes into the category of works that we know as Ulumul Quran, Sciences of the Quran. Any book that one looks at that deals with sciences of the Quran will necessarily have a chapter that actually deals with the aspect of Jam'ul Quran. And Jam'ul Quran, like you rightly said, many people translate it incorrectly as the collection of the Quran. In fact, Jam'ul Quran is not that. Jam'ul Quran is not the collection of the Quran from separate, disparate pieces, and then Muslims brought the Quran together and collected it in this way. And, it goes through a process not dissimilar from what we had in the redaction process of the Bible. Rather, what we have when we speak about Jam'ul Quran is the preservation of the Quran, the collating and the preserving of the Quran, which was an act that began in the lifetime of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this book is testimony to the fact that this was an early activity that took place in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran Kareem was preserved by these kuttab, or these scribes, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had specifically commissioned to write down things. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know it is a matter of honor for us as Muslims and a great proof of Islam that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Nabiul Ummi. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had archives and he had scribes that wrote, and this is the topic of this book, in the sense that the katib, the writer, was called by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told specifically where to write, and the an entire secretariat almost translated. They responded in a timely manner to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them to do. There was a workplace, a designated workplace for these scribes. They did drafts, they did revisions, they retained the duplicates, and there are some clear stylistic features that can actually identify this writing. So this book is, in a sense, about the biographies of the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mawlana, what are we referring to when you say scribes of the Quran of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Mawlana, in this book, we have a list of the biographies of approximately 65 scribes by their names and by their biographies. Before this, the author has his own introduction, and then a chapter called The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His Archives and Scribes, where he sets the tone and explains under which circumstances these people who we can identify from the hadith, these 65 scribes, did they work and how did they work. And he goes on to that, he discusses that in the first 33 pages of his book, Mawlana.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mawlana, what are some of the peculiarities of this book? What makes this book stand out? What's different there?
Mawlana, in a sense, this is a separate book. It is a monograph dedicated specifically to a discussion of these great people who have preserved the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us and for posterity. In that sense, to have a book on its own that has the biographies of the scribes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unique. Apart from that, the book has a very good publisher's forward, a preface and an introduction. And then the first part of the book, the first 38 pages, are dedicated to understanding this whole concept of scribes, the need for scribes, how they went about their work, and what is their contribution. So I think the author really, relying on earlier sources, Ibn Sa'd's Tabaqat, Futuh al-Buldan of Balazuri, and other works of even more recent times, has done an extremely good service to the cause of Islam and to the cause of any serious scholar of Islam to put all of this together.
Now, we always had the Orientalists in each era raising objections and arguments with regards to the Quran. How does this book help in dispelling those objections?
Well, Maulana, the Orientalists believe that the Quran is really a patchwork of the involvement of a number of different people, and we know that their belief is that it's only later on, by the second century of Islam, that the Quran was actually formed in the form that we have it today, ma bayna dafatain. And so we know that through understanding books like this, firstly, we can prove that there was an early written history of the Quran. That during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were two processes. The one was al-jam'u fi sadr. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had memorized the entire Quran in its entirety in their hearts. So the collective of the Sahaba, we know, had the Quran in their hearts. And we can understand this if they prayed Salah using the Quran, if they did other things using the Quran, etc. Secondly, and a parallel process was Jama al-Quran fi kitabatihi kulli. In other words, the entire Quran during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was written down. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu becomes a Muslim because he sees a written portion of the Quran Kareem. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote the Quran, had the Quran written, and that's why in a hadith he could tell people that give your eyes a share of reward and give your eyes a share of your tilawat, read Quran from a written document. And so this was a process that started in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha had a copy of the Quran Kareem that was in her house. That was the copy of the Quran Kareem. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu contributed to this process, and later on Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is given the great title of the person who did this great service and was the Jami al-Quran. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu produced a mushaf that was then sent out to the various lands where Muslim territories were fast spreading.
Now, Maulana, tell us more about the publication of this book. Who is it published by? Where
Maulana,
can you get it?
The author is none other than the very famous Muhammad Mustafa Al-Azmi. Muhammad Mustafa Al-Azmi, resident in the precincts of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and we know in the early days when the Orientalists were raising their ugly head and objecting to the Quran, very early on he was able to write books refuting Shaykh. He wrote a book called On the Origins of Muhammadan Jurisprudence, where he answered every objection that Shaykh had regarding the hadith, and that remains still a masterpiece. He wrote books, we know, on Ulum al-Quran. He wrote other books, introductory books on the hadith. And his last book, The History of the Text of the Quran, is really a masterpiece. At this age now, he holds no punches, and he not only establishes the history of the text of the Quran in a way that every Muslim will become very confident about, but also then he refutes very, very strongly the methods used by Christians in the collation of the Bible, and shows how what a great fallacy it is to assume the same history of their sacred texts and their checkered history for our history that we have when it comes to the collation and the preservation of the Quran Kareem.
Mm-hmm. How much are we looking at Maulana?
Maulana, the translation is done by Anas, his son Anas Al-Azmi, and edited by Aqil Azmi and Maryam Colon. Again, another excellent work by Turas Publications. The letters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their original form, the copies of them, of these, appear as an appendix at the end of the book. The book has a proper bibliography and really a book that you would like to hold in your hands, Maulana. Mm-hmm. The book costs only 45 rands, Maulana. You can't believe.
Wow.
And the good thing is that if you go to Darul Ihsan bookshop online, darulihsanbookshop.co.za, and you click, I'm telling you, in four clicks, Maulana, you can have the book delivered to your nearest Darul Ihsan branch or delivered to your home. This
wow.
is the ease of and the efficiency of this website. Really, these books at the moment, I see that this book is on special on the website. I don't think any of our learners should hesitate. They should go onto the website straight away and make their purchases, this book and the other books that are there.
MashaAllah. Mawlana, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Kuttab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, book reviewed this morning by Mawlana. 45 rands available on the Darul Ihsan website. As Mawlana alluded, with four clicks, you can have it delivered to your nearest branch or to your house.